You met the wife? What do you want, boy?
Please, sir, I want some more.
More?
More? Yes, please.
Right, one jumbo turkey burger with cranberry relish and extra gherkins. Do you want fries with that?
No, sir, for I am on the Atkins diet. Oh, poor little mite. Not long for this world.
I didn't know you had a shotgun and good taste. But look down there.
In a storm-tossed sea, Scrumpf is shown the pranksome merrymaking of a pair of humble lighthouse keepers.
Merry Christmas, lighthouse keeper Jack.
Merry Christmas, lighthouse keeper Hannibal. What's for dinner?
Something with Chianti and fava beans.
My arse.
Exactly.
What miserable place are you showing me now?
Ebenezer Scrumpf, before you was the household of your clerk, Colin Crotchet. A poor hobble, but a happy one. Look, there is Mrs. Crotchet, up to her elbows in the wash tub, wearily engaged in the endless chore of scrubbing her forearms. And at the table, see, there sits the Crotchet son, Big Tim.
Here, Mum, I'm starving, I am. When's Dad getting home with the Christmas whittles?
Have patience, Big Tim. Papa will be home directly.
Good evening, one and all.
Oh, it's you, medium-sized Tim. I hope you're not as hungry as your brother.
Gracious, Mama, my appetite is of a dimension so disproportionately gargantuan that I could willingly consume in its entirety a specimen of the species Equus domesticus.
Thinks. I hope my husband never finds out about me and that encyclopedia salesman. Now come along, boys. Wash your filthy hands in the bowl. Then I can boil the water up for soup.
Hello, dear family.
Mr. Crotchet, home at last. See, I have laid out your pipe and slippers and microphone.
Thank you, dear.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, Peter.
Hello, boys. But where is Tiny Tim?
He's around somewhere, but he's so tiny we can never find him. God bless us, everyone. Anybody?
No.
I'll find him.
I'm over here. Why, here he is, sitting in this egg cup. Nearly finished. There.
A flushing egg cup? Have you been wasting our money on the innovations catalogue again?
Bless you, no. It was a free gift with that last lot of encyclopedias. Mother, father, has anybody seen my crutch? We've all seen it, dear. Why do you think we call you Tiny Tim?
Do yourself up, boy.
Now, Mr. Crutchet, has Mr. Scrumpf given you a handsome Christmas bonus so that your family may enjoy a seasonal feast?
No, not a bean, not a sausage.
What about a turkey?
Oh, yes, he gave me a turkey. But it was so small, it fell out through a hole in my pocket.
Why, the devilish old skinflint, he condemns us to yet another miserable yuletide of poverty and hunger. Don't despair, dear family, I'm always here to cheer you up. I say, why do demons and ghouls get on so well together?
Why?
Because demons are a ghoul's best friend. What do you call a ghost's mother and father?
Go on, Ed.
Transparent. What kind of monster can sit on a fingertip? A bogeyman.
see how the little mite overexerts himself to raise the spirits of his family.
Tell me, ghost, will Tiny Tim die?
With that material, it's a racing certain.
What an unfortunate family. I could weep if I wasn't smiling so broadly.
Yes, yes, poverty is a great source of evil, as you shall see from these two allegorical figures.
With that, the spirit revealed two dreadful children, eyes staring from hollow sockets, thin, sharp, bony fingers grasping, and all the time a hideous mewling issuing from their thin lips.
This child is named Want, and the other one is Deck.
The horror.
Want and Deck are always with us.
Once again, the clock strikes 5 past midnight. The ghosts of Christmas past and Christmas present have come and gone. But now, another spectre appears. The cowled figure stands motionless and in silence.
Hold on, I'm getting the hang of this. Speak, phantom. Tell me who you are.
I am the ghost of Queen Boudicca.
Wait a minute. What happened to the ghost of Christmas yet to come?
He was delayed due to unforeseen circumstances. But it's an easy gig, so I set a debt for him. After all, it is Christmas.
Christmas? Bah, humbug.
Bah, humbug.
You know, you sound remarkably like Queen Victoria.
2 for the price of 1. I'm on special offer. Now let's get down to business. No, please yourself, you regret it. Ebenezer Scrum. Behold the bleak future.
Why, it's my old music shop. Even more run-down and dismal than before.
Because next door is a bright new music shop.
I say, Barry, our bright new music shop is doing a roaring trade and no mistake.
I agree, Tony. Business is booming.
See how the customers flock to your rivals, Boozy and Hawks.
I shall be ruined.
Look upon the horrors that lie ahead if you turn your back upon society and neglect to mend your ways.
What is that infernal contraption?
This is called a wire effect. I turn this knob. No, this knob. And what misery ensues.
Hello on BBC Radio 4. It's I'm sorry, I haven't a clue. And here's your chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
And there's worse. There's the extended version of quote-unquote. And rolling 24-hour you and yours. And there's even worse than that.
Where are we now? What is this grim and forbidding building? Is it the Fleet Prison?
No, it is the BBC. And inside the governors are planning their schedules. Perhaps you'd like to help.
Good idea. Right, governors. Can we have your suggestions, please, for a Victorian Radio Times?
There's a saucy late night one here on Channel 4. V. Oscar Wilde.
And we have Ibiza covered.
I'm a British soldier in the black hole of Calcutta. Get me out of here.
Can't cook, don't have to cook. Cook will cook.
Buffy, the Empire Slayer.
And on Channel 5, hilarious video clips of explorers in You've Been Found.
We have Ali G in Dab Workhouse. followed by, It's Only TB, But I Like It.
Cry me a watch.
Vile excrescences of the human pudenda and the city.
EastEnders. In tonight's episode, Jack the Ripper wants a word with Phil Mitchell.
Have I got Zulus for you?
And on Radio 4, gardeners and other servants, question time.
The new things, Roadshow.
Right, that's enough of that. Why are you showing me the Crotchet's home spirit?
Oh, Scrumph, see how the Crotchet family sits in silent sadness. See the empty chair, the little crotch leaning by the fireplace, and Tiny Tim is nowhere to be seen.
Oh, that's better. I'm getting worried about you, Tiny Tim. You're beginning to sound like Queen Boudica.
Hello, family.
Oh, Colin, did you open the front door yourself? What a clever pianist you are. You normally can't find the key and never know where to come in.
I'll have you know, my Rachmaninoff recital went incredibly well last night.
I always said your music had magical powers. Remember the time you made that blind man deaf?
Yes. At last, I'm getting the recognition I deserve.
This is terrible.
Never mind, it's nearly over.
Oh, it's Jacob Marley and the Wailers.
Ebenezer Scrumph, I hope you have learnt your lesson.
Never mix the grain with the grape, unless you're making muesli.
It is the morning of the following day, and what a bright, cold, cheery morning it is, too. It looks like snow. It's white and it falls from the sky to... You know, I think it is snow. Ebenezer Scrumph wakes in an unusually merry mood. He calls out to a passing urchin. The streets are full of them, following the flood at the Baker Street Aquarium.
You there, what day is this?
I don't know.
Sam, you just can't trust these fruits de mer. I know those passers-by all have newspapers. They'll know the date. And I can also catch up with the news. Passers-by, I'd like you to come up with some typical headlines from our national newspapers commemorating the events of Victorian times.
Guardian. Goldstone becomes Prime Minister.
The Sun. Jim Davidson to entertain troops in Crimea. Light Brigade volunteer for Valley of Death.
The Sport. Lady Windermere opens 100% genuine photos.
Daily Mail. Mrs. Beaton quits lucrative cooking gig to run Norwich City.
The Sun. See our page three stunner. What a pair of ankles.
Mirror. Arriva trains apologise for delayed Stevenson's rocket. This is due to the wrong kind of Lord Huskisson on the track.
Daily Mail, poison Zulu spears can be launched within 45 minutes.
Manufacturer recalls thousands of penny farthing bicycles after one wheel found to be ludicrously bigger than the other. I can't think how we missed it. There's quality control manager.
Nothing in the papers, then. But there is one thing I still need to know. What day is this?
It's Christmas Day!
At that, Scrumph claps his hands with glee and calls down to a passing boy.
You there, run to the butcher's and buy me the biggest, plumpest, finest goose in the shop. Here are two golden guineas.
He's off like the wind, down the road, into the high street, past the butchers, and is never seen again. Undaunted, Scrumph races downstairs and makes his way to Isambard Kingdom Brunel's novelty shop.
Is he Brunel at your service? How may I help you, sir?
Good morning. I'm Ebenezer Scrumph, a reformed character. I wish to buy a wide range of gifts.
My staff will be happy to assist you just as soon as you've got dressed.
Oh, I seem to have come out in my nightgown.
Yeah, they do have a habit of popping open.
Not to worry, it's Christmas. So, staff, it's time to examine items that might feature in Mr. Isambard Kingdom Brunel's innovations catalogue.
Gentlemen, surprise your good lady with this amusing novelty ring. By kind permission of the inventor, His Royal Highness Prince Albert. Actual size may vary.
For the busy man about town, the combined top hat and travelling commode.
Rotary nose hair clipper, the sailing ship that follows a circular route bringing nose hair from the colonies to the Lancashire weaving mills.
The season's new game, Tomb Raider, consists of a torch and a crowbar.
Ladies, don't your lap dogs always the wrong size? Why not treat yourself to a set of these adjustable spaniels?
New from the world of clockwork, the wind-up DVD player. Simply insert key and wait 150 years for the goodies DVD.
But while Scrumph gleefully makes his purchases, not far away, at the home of the Crotchets, Colin and his family sit around their pathetic Christmas spread.
Shall I carve?
Why bother? It's only a sardine. Oh, Mr. Crotchet, the shame of it! A single solitary sardine for Christmas dinner!
Look on the bright side, dear. No arguments about who gets a leg.
Oh, what does it matter as long as we're all together?
You can shut your face.
May I come in?
I knew it would be you. It's Mr. Scrump, and his arms are laden with gifts.
Yes, I simply had to come round to wish you all a very Merry Christmas.
What? Come and sit you down. I'll move these encyclopedias.
What's this, a sardine? Delicious. Well, I must be on my way. I have these presents to deliver and a Christmas ball to go to. Goodbye.
Faster!
And wonder of wonders, we now see the old tight fist Ebenezer Scrumph kicking up his heels and having a high old time at his nephew Fred's grand Christmas ball at that trendiest of night spots, the Bar Humbug. And what a party it is. The men trying on each other's top hats, and the women comparing their Miriam Margulies impressions.
Great party, Fred.
Glad to see you having fun, Uncle. What's this? Is your lovely housemaid Samantha not with you?
No, sadly Samantha is suffering from housemaid's knee in both legs.
Well, I'm sorry to hear it.
No, it's all right. Knees apart, she can't be faulted.
So I believe, but I'm forgetting I've invited a surprise guest to join us.
Hello, Scrumph.
This is Belle, the beautiful fiancée who once jilted you.
I have a gift for you, Ebenezer.
Oh, thank you. It's lovely. I shall wear it always.
It's a pencil box.
Oh, Belle, why did I let you go? What a fool I was in those days. Will you marry me?
No.
How about me, then?
No, thanks.
I'll marry you, Fred.
Result.
What care I, as long as everyone's happy? And still the guests arrive. Who are all these people? Will somebody kindly introduce me to all these late arrivals at the Victorian Christmas ball? Nephew Fred, will you start, please?
Please welcome Mr. and Mrs. Nage of Steam and their daughter, Golda Nage of Steam.
Mr. and Mrs. Wilde and their flamboyant son, Marty.
Very welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. of the D'Urbervilles and their daughter, Shirley.
Mr. and Mrs. She has with John Brown and their daughter, Bet.
Mr. and Mrs. Yapoo out the window and their son, Chuck Yapoo out the window.
From Ireland, Mr. and Mrs. O'Prussian War, 1870 to 71, and their son, Frank O'Prussian War, 1870.
Mr. and Mrs. Calcutta and their son, Black Olaf Calcutta.
Mrs., that boy up the chimney, would you, and her father, Pop.
Mr. and Mrs. Glow Egyptian War, 1882. And their daughter, Anne Glow Egyptian War, 82.
And will you welcome Mrs. Bennett. I cannot believe our daughter is to marry Mr. Darcy. And her husband, Mr. Bennett, I can't believe.
And finally, will you welcome Mr. and Mrs. Colin Crutchett and family? Not very witty, but it moves the plot along.
Merry Christmas.
But what are they doing here?
I sent them an invitation. You see, I've seen the future, and it's the wireless. I've devised something called a panel game, and you're all to take part. There are your microphones, and while you take your places, I'll play this wax cylinder.
The piano is Colin Crutchett, and your channel is Ebenezer Scrump.
Hello, and you join us today at the Bar Humbug in picturesque Clerkenwell. Clerkenwell has a very interesting history, but there's no time for that now. Here beside me, recovered from her recent indisposition, is my assistant Samantha, fine young lady and a model of propriety. At the piano, we're lucky to have that genius of the keyboard, my good chum, Colin Crutchett. Of course, no panel game is complete without a collection of the cleverest and most amusing people in the land. And here they are. Now let's play some entertaining games. What larks. I'm looking forward to this hugely.
This isn't going to work.
No, he's being nice.
Where's the fun in that?
We don't like this new nice scrumph.
But there's nothing that will turn me back into the bad-tempered old curmudgeon you once knew.
Yes, there is. Let's have a round of Swanee Kazoo.
Actually, you've just hit on the one thing that will do it. In fact, nothing would give me greater pain than to sit through a rendition of White Christmas featuring Tim and Graham on the Swanee whistle and everyone else on the kazoo.
And I'll play the piano.
Well, burst my shirt and pay me green.
Let's do it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as the nuts of time roast gently before the fireplace of eternity, and the plump bird of fate receives the stuffing of a lifetime, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the players, Panther, and the fine folk of old London town, it's goodbye.
I
I'm Sorry I Happened to Christmas Carol, was narrated by Stephen Fry and starred Humphrey Littleton as Ebenezer Scrump, Colin Sell as his assistant Crotchet, Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Timbrook Taylor and Jeremy Hardy as the ghost, Teddy Hawks as Fred, Colin Hostig as Mrs. Foxywig, Linda Smith as Mrs. Crotchet, Andy Hamilton as Prince Albert. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The programme was written by Graham Garden and Ian Pattinson, with contributions from the cast. The music was performed by Tom Littleton, Adrian McIntosh, Kate Huffman, and Colin Fett, the piano. The producer was John Naismith.